Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Kate Zeinard.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Amanda Carestio. Today on the podcast, we are covering all the spring 2023 trends fresh from the runway. Then we'll share a little something in our Sew Inspo segment. But before we jump in, how are y'all doing?
Good. I'm excited about the trend episode, as always.
As always. It's such a good one.
I know. I needed this. I've just been in, it's just, I guess, this time of year. And just,
totally.
I haven't been excited about clothes. It's like, I don't know. So I just really needed it.
Yeah, and, it's a super gray and gloomy day in Colorado.
Cold.
Yes, but at least I have, my room smells strongly of roses because I have my most recent soap back here.
And, nice.
In the room with me. So at least that's a little, like, cheery.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought about that, like, positive side effect of all your soaping is that your house probably smells amazing.
Oh, my house smells so good almost all the time. Bet. It's a little weird in the room where I cure everything because then all the fragrances kind of mix together and that can get a little weird. It's not necessarily bad. It's just weird. But yeah, you can often walk into the house and be like, oh, Kate soaped. And today it's, oh, it's this or that or the other thing. So,
do you have like a soap studio and a sewing studio? Like a soap
room? No.
I
soap in my kitchen.
Oh, I guess that makes sense because you need like, you know, sinks and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's a bit of a messy hobby. I guess it's a business.
But it's a business.
It's a fine line.
I do have a cabinet in my sewing studio that's filled with colors and fragrance oils. So if I ever need some fragrance therapy, I can just pull something out and sniff it while I'm sewing.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever like make your own like set, like mix scents together to like get like a custom scent? Like, do you ever have like inspirations for scents and stuff?
One of my best sellers actually is a blend of two different fragrances.
Oh, that's so fun.
When I'm sitting here smelling this rose, I keep thinking I need to pop some cherry in there and see what a cherry rose smells like. I don't know why.
That
might be nice. So
mm-hmm. Would you should kind of blend your hobbies and make like a soap like detergent that you wash your like fabric in so your fabric smells like yourself.
I could look into that. There's like special considerations when making like detergents and stuff. So technically detergent isn't soap. Detergent and soap are two different things, but I could probably make some laundry soap. Have to look into it.
Mm-hmm. I just need some stain stick, like a fancy, good smelling stain stick would be nice.
I have no idea what they put in those. Absolutely no idea.
You probably don't want to know, but
right.
Oh, those have saved me so many times. Like are just, oh my gosh. Even in the, like, I have one in my sewing studio because sometimes like if I'm sewing something and I'm eating, because I'm always like the rule of like drinks and food in my studio, like I need it. I need them. And so I'm always like spilling stuff, or even you just get like oil from your machine or just like something on it. They're so handy to have because like the sooner you get it on there, this like the better it gets out. So I always, it's a studio staple for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I literally finished making a shirt yesterday and then realized that there was like a stain on the fabric. It's the worst. And I still cannot figure out how it got there or what it was. So it might have just been on the yardage. I really don't know. But I was able to resolve the situation. But I think I need stain stick in my sewing room.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
And a lint roller. Those are two like kind of things that are, a lint roller is actually so key in a sewing studio. Like after you stitch your, you just lint roll it and like all those little threads come out. And...
Ooh, that's smart. I like that.
We should have an episode of like unlikely like tools and things in your studio.
Yes.
I have a lot of things.
I was just, I was talking on Instagram about how much I like a hammer for sewing. You know, like, of course, like installing snaps and grommets and stuff, but I often hammer seams before I sew them if they're really bulky.
Do you hammer on your new vests? Is that what? Because they,
no, but I probably should have. There are some, there are some big seams in those. Especially if you're like binding edges or sometimes waistbands and stuff. So at any rate, yes, I like a hammer. So I think we have enough. We could do a whole episode.
I'm trying to think if I have anything. Well, anyway. Sorry. I just broke that.
Kate's like literally looking. I see her looking around being like, is there anything weird?
I don't have anything unusual. I just have normal sewing stuff. But I do have, actually, I do have a washer and dryer in my sewing studio because it happens to be the same room in which my washer and dryer is. So all my laundry stuff is in here.
I mean, that's kind of handy. I like it.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a, yeah, that is handy because now that I'm like starting to do laundry, in the house, it's easy to just like throw it in there, and then I'm like, okay, now while I wait for it to like wash and go in the dryer, I'll do some sewing, and then like 3 hours later, I'm like, oh no, like if it was right in the room, that would be so much easier.
Yeah. All right, let's jump in to our So What's New segment. This is convenient that I'm leading this one because I don't actually have anything this week. As I am terrible at finding new things. However, Meg and Amanda do. So who's excited about what they have?
I'll jump in. My find is the Cosecha pants by So Liberated. And these are so cool. It's a side zip pant. There is this really unique yoke seam line on the front and the back, and there's an option that's like a solid waistband all around. I think there's an elasticated back waistband option just for comfort. But I love these pants. They're really different. They're really unique. And I have been noticing, like a lot of like workwear trend happening. So like knee patch, like hammer loop. There's some neat details that kind of nod to that, but they're just really unique and different. I kind of love them. Like I've been really inspired by pants lately. I need to just go ahead and make some because it's been a long time.
Yeah, those are neat.
They are so cool. I love them. I can't believe I missed these. Like, I love that yoke, the one sample of it, like, in a different fabric. Yes. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested just to, like, see how they're made, you know, like, what the process is.
Yeah.
Because they're unique, and I love when patterns come along like that and kind of, like, yeah, make you pause and think about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really cool.
I know. Now I'm like zooming in. I'm like, even like the double belt loop and these like foreshadowing into one of the trends, these like would go so well into one of the trends that we'll talk about today. Like this. Yeah, this is so in line.
How about you, Meg? What do you have for us today?
Oh, just something cozy. I just saw this. I haven't made it or purchased it yet, but I just really like this. It's from Bara Studio, which is kind of a new to me company, and it's their Nella zip neck sweater, and I just really love it in like sewn in the Sherpa, and I love the, you know, elasticated cropped waist, even though I'll probably not make it, that's, I'll probably lengthen it for now. it for now, but still have the elastication so it can like cup under the belly. But, and I love just like that zipper right up to the chin. And I'm just like still like super into this kind of ski look. Yeah. I'm just loving like ski fashions. I've just been wearing so many sweaters and pullovers and pants and like just, yeah. So I really like this, and I like kind of just the kind of the shoulder that's a little bit like it's not super you know, right on the shoulder line. It just looks like really comfy and easy to sew. So
yeah, it's just really, really cute. You know, yeah, I don't like high collars usually, but I feel like this one looks loose enough that it could be really comfy.
Oh yeah.
Plus, you could unzip it partway and fold it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this too. It's like a little bit sporty looking, but but I feel like the fabric they chose, or there's something about it that does look a little bit more elevated. Yeah, I need to sew some Sherpa. I'm kind of intimidated by it, but I would sew it for this.
I want it in the exact same fabric, but in pink.
I know. Oh, I like that green.
A pink one would be so cute.
I know.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, it would be like a bubblegum pink. Like, that would be so cute in this.
Or because honestly, because of the soap sitting behind me, or like a rosy, like a dusty rose pink.
A dusty rose would be cute too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, any color of Sherpa would be adorable. Exactly. In this sweater.
Yes, I like that. Good find, Meg.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, I mean, those pants and the, like, that would be a really cute look.
Totally.
That, like, both of these patterns together would be a really, like, chic, like, a perfect, like, February, you know, kind of leading into spring look, like, without a, or, like, a vest over top. Like, that would be super cute. Getting into, you know, we'll see what, what's it? The groundhog says how much more left of the winter.
I'm just ready to be done with January. We're recording this at the, at the tail end of January, and this month has been 4 months long, at least. I guess it always is, but
yeah, it always is. It feels like it's been 2023 for like
Who
decided to put the short month, the second month in the year, instead of the first month? Because wouldn't it be nice?
Agreed.
If January was only 28 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, by the end of the month, I just lose my momentum that I had at the beginning of the month when I was like, new year, new me.
Yes. Oh, at least you have some new pins.
Yes, I do. They're lovely.
New year, new pins, everybody.
Woohoo! New year, new pins. It's a thing.
I don't know. Maybe it should be new month, new pins. Something to get you excited at the beginning of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New month, change your sewing needle.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's probably something you need to do every month in your sewing room that you haven't done in like 3 years. At least that's the case for me.
Yeah.
Oil your machine.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, I think that was last episode. I hadn't done it in 3 years and I did it. And I read the manual. It said, do twice a month. I was like, oh. Okay.
Exactly. I went out and bought oil after that.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say it really, like, I was having some issues with it. And it, like, now it's like buttery. It's like buttery smooth. It goes
so much quieter.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't, like, I felt really bad. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, you were, like, literally, like, screeching for help.
And you're just sewing along.
Sewing along. Walking foot and all. The walking foot's like, I need help.
Water.
Oh, jeez. Needless to say, it was in storage for like a year. It wasn't like being actively used, but still, I should have oiled it before like I started to use it again. Because sometimes it's just fun to like switch up the machine you're using.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time.
Hold up. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Speaking of sewing on machines.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure we will all get inspired to kind of, you know, look into a new silhouette or a fabric or a style maybe for the spring. So we are recapping the spring summer 2023 trends from the runway and the recap that I found. It's on Vogue UK. And I like how it has some also some just like ready to wear inspiration too. So it has the runway, it has some model shots and as well as some just kind of ready to wear options. So kind of gives like a better kind of more like a for like pattern referencing and stuff, kind of just like that little bit diluted down into the shop. So it's a little bit easier to incorporate a bit into your trend. Yeah. So let me just briefly go through them all and then we'll do our favorite thing where we just like talk about what we like, what we don't like, what we're gonna sew, you know, all those fun opinions that we have about the fashion trends. And I will say it's just so nice to like get inspired again by like fashion. Yes. And yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was all an right. Interesting collection. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys think.
Yeah, I felt like the last one that we did, like the trends for fall and winter, like really did, there wasn't like things that really got me excited, but there's some really cute ones that I like in the spring and summer, which I feel like is mostly the case. I tend to like spring and summer fashion. It's just like brighter and more fun sometimes. But yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Agreed.
The first one that we have is like pocket change. So like cargo style is like fully back, like multi-pocketed cargo pants and tops and boiler suits. Like, you know, it's that a little bit of the 90s kind of millennial revival that's happening. But there's some chic takes on it. So just, you know, incorporate those pockets into things. And I love some of the trends are like a silk pair of cargo pants. Like, I think that is so cool. Like, you know, you can elevate that trend like a little bit.
Yeah.
Too.
Uh-huh. I mean, who doesn't love pockets?
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah. Big ones.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Yeah. Even Julian, like, he loves watching. He was like a skateboarder when he was little and he like loves watching like skateboard videos. And like sometimes I'm watching them, I'm like, oh, those are such cool pants. Like, you know, those kind of, you know, skateboard styles. I love all the cargo pants.
I can't even believe this is a trend. I feel like it should just be the way life is.
It should just always, I know. I feel like we're missing one that like zips off into shorts. I think those are so fun.
Yeah.
I need one that zips up into like culottes, not shorts. Next we have pillow talk. So we've seen kind of this last year and in the fall too, kind of like lingerie, making it into ready to wear. So like corsetry and kind of slip dresses and, you know, just kind of lingerie inspired looks that you can, wear in like draped sheers. So this is still a strong trend for the spring, and not just in pastel colors, but kind of in, you know, neutrals too, lots of black lingerie as well. So kind of that trend is keeping strong, definitely strong. Next one, we have shooting from the hip. And this is kind of like living out your costume drama dream. So this is kind of just a little bit of a nod to some historical silhouettes, just kind of dramatic hips. This seems like a little, you know, avant-garde and in the wake of, you know, post-pandemic, you know, more, you know, events happening, more opportunities for these kind of high fashion looks are happening. So kind of the fashion's reflecting that a bit in these dramatic silhouettes. And I can't believe, like, even some of these ready-to-wear, like a peplum, like, top. I was like, oh my gosh, like, those were so in, like, what, like, 7 years ago? And they kind of went away, and they're coming back.
I have to say, if you don't mind me breaking in, I was really grateful to the list that you gave us that they did do those, you know, here's how you shop the trend thing.
This
one was one of the ones where I was just like, how do you even start to incorporate that into like normal clothes? I'm like, oh, a peplum. That should have been obvious to me, but it wasn't. So I was really glad that they had that, especially for this trend.
I agree. That really gave some context of like, here's how normal people would wear it. if normal people had like, you know, $1,000 for a skirt, but
I know, that as it may,
there were a couple of samples in the Shop the Look that I was like, oh, actually, I kind of like that. So,
yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, and again, sewing can save you money if you're going for these high fashion. If you look at the cost of these, like designer,
that's what I'm gonna compare it to now. I'm gonna be like, saved me $750.
It saved you all that money. Okay, so now we're going into grunge revisited. So again, this grunge trend still going strong. We saw it last year, and it's just, I think this trend is just styling it a bit differently. It's still kind of those flannels and plaid, but pairing it with like a sleek stiletto. So it's like it's styling them a little bit differently, but just still kind of, those grunge looks, but you can just maybe play around. Maybe you've embraced, you know, the comfy grunge, but now you can still incorporate those pieces, but you can dress them up a little bit, like just by wearing them with some different accessories. So I thought that was interesting, but still super cute and comfy and plaidy, which I still need to, I'm still shopping for that perfect plaid for my jacket that I want to make. And now we have different angles. So this is like asymmetrical hemlines and cutouts and just like really having fun with that, and like these really high slits. You've been seeing them like a lot on the red carpets too, like super high slits. And so this kind of goes into that trend, just kind of nice drapey looks. And you can kind of see just like in the shopping, just playing with different hemlines and just asymmetry, which is always fun to do in sewing. It's a really easy hack you can do to an existing pattern. Just change the hemline, change the neckline. So this is a really hackable trend that you can do. Next up, we have mood indigo. So this is like denim takes the Y2K mantle for spring. And there's like this trend I interpret is just like no rules apply denim. Like, I was even watching, sometimes in the day I just have, like, you know, daytime TVs on and, like, talk shows, and sometimes they bring on DIY, and there was a whole segment on making your own, like, patchwork denim bag, like, no sew, you know, like, just cutting up jeans and covering a thrifted bed. And so, like, this trend is just, like, huge right now, the, like, denim looks that are kind of upcycled and mixing different washes of denim and all over denim. And I think it's super fun, and it's sustainable as well, because you can find a lot of denim that's already existing that you can kind of make into something new. So get out that denim.
I literally have, like, a stack of different colored denim sitting right next to me.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yes. Next, we have silver lining. So this is, like, obviously, like, kind of chrome and silver, but not, like, we've seen, you know, silver and gold trends, but it's more glittery and sequiny, where I feel like this one's kind of more, like, titanium and kind of, like, platinum. And there's some really cool fabrics, just, like, you know, this, like, a metallic coat, like, these, like, kind of, like, a more metallic-y fabric instead of, like, glittery silver. There is still some sequins, but just more use of just, like, solid silver, kind of, like, tinfoil-esque looking fabrics, which is just kind of super fun. Little teaser for something I'm sewing in a future issue of Sew News. I ordered some metallic silver fabric, so
nice.
I think it's, because it's also, like, a really great neutral, like, it's a fun way to do a neutral as well, I feel. Silver is
Well, I'm really, really pleased with this trend showing up, because if you recall my silver Pagosa pants that I made for Sewcation last year, this is, like, the only time I've ever in my life been ahead of a trend.
You've been ahead of, you knew.
I didn't, but I look like I did.
So next up we have surface value, and this is just all about texture. So, like, really playing with the fabric texture. And this is kind of coming from, again, post-pandemic looks of just kind of abundance and just having fun and playful fashion, and that little bit of avant-garde for these events that are starting to happen again. And I know, it's super fun, and just having fun with fabric, and maybe even using unconventional things as fabric. Just kind of lots of volume and fun and lots of tulle, which I think is good. Like, again, this was one that I'm looking at it and I'm like, how does this trickle down into red? And then you see some of the ready to wear ones. You're like, oh yeah, no, I've seen those around. Like, you know, even that, like, pom pom jacket, you see, like, that's so fun. Like,
I love, you know, that jacket.
You know, you could even mix the trend, like, putting pom-poms on, like, a denim thrifted jacket, like, around the collar, like, so fun and cool. So just fashion, you know, fashion should be fun and make you happy.
Fashion fun.
Fashion fun. Yes. The next one is say yes to the goddess. So this is kind of really drapey looks, and, you know, lots of old Hollywood and, yeah, just kind of that draped elegant look. And it kind of coincides a little bit with that kind of asymmetrical trend as well, some asymmetrical drapes, and just feature these kind of really luxurious fabrics and such. And it can kind of go into that lingerie trend as well, with some drapey slip dresses. And the last one we have is called Fight Club. So this is kind of like armor-esque accessories and looks, and it kind of goes into the corset theme as well, but in kind of like, you know, and this one goes into accessories too, like these, you know, body chains and jewelry that you wear over garments that kind of have, like, that armor-esque feel. So that's a kind of look that, or this is a trend that maybe you could, if you liked, and you can incorporate it, just one piece, and you can, like, style it with existing made pieces and things in your wardrobe, kind of even just like making, you know, super wide belts and stuff. We haven't mm-hmm. seen those back in a while. I remember those were really in when I was in high school. I used to thrift like really like retro thick belts and wear them just like yeah. over t-shirts and like and so this kind of reminds me of that. So yeah. That's all. So we have, how many was that? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 10. So 10 trends for the new season to try. So why don't we go around and just say our favorite and least favorite? So, Kate, do you want to kick us off? What's your favorite?
I will try. I'm sorry. I'm having a lot of trouble because I'm not feeling like really strong, like, oh my God, I totally love that for anything. But I'm also not feeling like, oh, I totally hate that for anything. Mm-hmm. Not like I don't, I mean, I kind of like them all. I think they've got interesting things to them. I feel like maybe the one that's speaking to me the most is the asymmetric hems, the different angles.
Yeah.
Just because I think that there are so many fun things that you can do with that. And yeah. And of course the pocket change. I mean, who doesn't love pockets? I'm happy to put pockets on everything. I think my least favorite is probably Pillow Talk because it's just a little, it's a little like, I don't know. It's a little skimpy. Even the shop, the trends are a little like, man, this isn't something that's for me. I mean, I'm totally cool for people who love it. I just, it's not for me.
Yeah. It's harder to wear like in real life, I feel like.
Yeah. How about you, Amanda? Let's jump it out at you.
I actually liked quite a few of them. Yeah. I really liked Silver Linings. I'm more of a gold person, but I like this take on just the metallic trend. It was kind of more like a uniform texture, not a, you know, not sequiny and about that. It was more about just the kind of color and tone of silver. So I really dug that. And I think there was really, my favorite, I think, was the, Say Yes to the Goddess because I love a maxi dress in, especially going into warmer months, like a summer maxi is so lovely. And I mean, maybe it goes back to my love of togas, but it all comes back to that, like, eighth grade toga. But I also, I liked how this one incorporated the asymmetrical hem as well. And it's just, it's kind of about the fabric. And I kind of love that, you know, just really showcasing beautiful drapey fabric. So I loved that one. The surface value one was probably the one that was least appealing to me, just I guess from the practicality. Like, I do like a spot of texture on a collar, but like all over just feels like I don't know. Sometimes when I see outfits like that, I'm like, how do you sit down? That's my big question. Same with Shoot from the Hip. Like, as I mentioned, I did really love some of the Shop the Look examples from that, and like playing with volume. I did like that, but the runway looks were just, again, I'm like, how do you sit, how do you walk, how are you walking? And just doesn't, I mean, I think it's, the more we do these, the more I can see and appreciate that, like, the interesting aspects of things. And like, but for me, I guess it does come down to like how will this translate to everyday life? And it shouldn't always be about that, you know? So that's my perspective usually.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I'm sorry, I'm just totally jumping in. I really like the Shooting from the Hip. I actually really like the runway looks, which is funny because usually I don't really care that much for a lot of the runway looks. But there's something about that, and I think it's my costuming background. I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, yes,
totally.
That looks like something that would be in a fun costume. I don't know. I like panniers, as nutty as it sounds. Like, the idea is just really, it just appeals to me. And so, also as somebody with wide hips, it's always nice to see, you know, a trend that doesn't require you to be really straight, because
it's true.
I have those hips, and doing something that, seeing a trend that allows me to emphasize that instead of trying to hide it, is pretty cool. So I have now discovered a newfound appreciation for that particular trend. Just while you were talking about it, about how much you
that one
like
too. I agree with you, Kate. Like, the runway images were a lot more striking than the red. Like, I really liked those, like, runway inspirations for that. I agree. And I definitely thought of you when I was going through this one. I said, I bet Kate's gonna lean a little into this one for sure with the costume background. For me, my favorite is probably the mood indigo. I don't know if it's the Canadian, you know, the Canadian tuxedo but I'm just loving this. Like, even that dress, that was kind of the runway look that was on its own, like not in the collage. I thought that was just super fun.
Yeah.
And I'm loving how, again, more of these recaps and more of the industry in the runway shows are incorporating models that are not, the size
zero.
Like, yes, exactly. So, and even just like a denim dress. And I'm just, I love this trend just for the upcycle nature of it too.
Yeah.
Like, just having fun going into a thrift store and just getting some cool denim. And I don't know, I'm just, I really love this trend. And I even love, like, using denim as accessories and stuff and bags. Like, I want to make a denim patchwork bag, and I don't know. So that was my favorite. And my least favorite was actually Fight Club. I just feel like, for me, it was just a little harsh. I used to like that look a lot when I was, like, kind of in my 20s, like some cool jewelry and stuff. And I had these shoes that were like black leather, and I had these silver spikes. All cut. Like, I really, when I was in my 20s, like that would have been like my trend. Like, I kind of thought that was like super cool. But me now, I just thought it was just a little, I don't know. I guess with having a baby too, I could just see pulling chains, and I just don't want anything constricting.
Oh, God, yes.
So, yeah, that was my favorite and least favorite.
Fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so now we'll go into, because I know mine's different. Like, I can have my favorite or my least favorite, but yes. What's the one that you are most likely going to incorporate into your spring 2023 sewing, if there is one?
Mine was definitely mood indigo, because literally like got my denim out already.
Yes, you did.
And I was gonna do some think about some patchwork, maybe a vest. But I'm a little bit nervous with, like, just make, like, patchwork denim, I think, is hard to do without it veering into the, like, crunchy, crafty range, at least at my skill level. So I've made the stack of fabric, and I'm pondering them. And I don't know if I'll take next steps, but I definitely, y'all know, I love denim so much. Mm-hmm. I haven't done as much with, like, mixing different tones, so I think I need to try it out and figure out a way that makes it feel not crafty to me. And I'm sure there's a way to do that. I just have to work with it a little bit.
Even playing with denims, like not just different hues of like indigo, like colored denims too, like patching those and incorporating those. Like I have some lime green denim that I want to like work into some like a, maybe, you know what would be, could be so cool is those pants that you shared paneling like blue denim and like a lime green denim. And so they're, that would be so cool.
Yeah, yeah, I even have a like a striped railroad denim.
Oh,
that
I was going to use some.
That would be cute on that yoke.
That would be cute on
for
that
sure.
Yoke.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Kate?
I'm having trouble picking just one because I can think of at least three things that I could do with what I already have available to me. I will say that I will continue to put pockets in things. That mm-hmm. is just a thing. I have a Antero shell I made with some leftover fabric, and it's a little too cropped for me. I don't really like it, and I keep meaning to take this little extra bit that I have and make a little peplum out of it.
Oh, yes.
That's cute.
That's so cute. Yeah.
So, yes, I think I'm going to do that, and I'm going to try to do that soon because I just found the strips of fabric I have. So that's kind of shooting from the hip.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that we're sitting here talking about the denim, you know, I think I talked about it a couple of months ago. I have a whole bunch of old jeans that I want to cut up and make into like a gored skirt because they're like boot cut, so they flare.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep not doing it because I keep wanting to sit down and have a hangout with you guys and cut them while I'm doing that. But maybe I just have to give up on that and start cutting them and do it anyway. And, you know, the funniest thing, I was looking at the Fight Club and one of the images is sort of a almost like a corsety, but sort of drapey. I don't know. It's mm-hmm. hard to explain. But it's it looks like it's gold pleather. And I've got a whole bunch of rose gold pleather that I have to do something with at some point.
That would be cool.
And I feel like, you know, making like a waist cincher, a belt or something like that, out of my rose gold pleather is something that I could consider doing. I think that's probably the least likely of the three to actually happen. But yeah, those three things are kind of percolating at the top of my head now.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you, Meg? What are you gonna sew?
I'm gonna sew definitely the pocket change one. I just need a pair of silk cargo pants. Like I just need a pair because they look just like comfy and like drapey, and you could do even like an elasticated waist. Like you can kind of make some pants that are not like even with a button and a fly and a waistband. So I definitely know there's sewing patterns out there that are kind of that cargo style with an elastication, and but making them in silk could be like super chic. Even like the Pagosa pants in a silk could be really cute. They have a little bit of the, you know, that cargo style pocket. You could easily add some cargo pants. I mean, cargo pockets to those. So that's the one I'm probably most likely going to incorporate. And then being a new mom, I would only assume pockets are great. Put little things.
She says, not having children, I can only assume that they will also be great.
You're gonna need pockets for all of the rocks, just lots and lots of special rocks that you're later on when your kids start their rock collections.
I have a fond memory. I think my mom has a picture of us, but it's my brother and I setting up a lemonade-esque stand, but we were selling rocks that we found. And a neighbor bought one from us, probably felt bad for us. $2 a rock. We just found cool rocks and we're like, rocks for sale.
I did that too. But I went door to door. I went door to door. And I had like rocks for sale. I love that.
Yeah. I did not sell it.
There's still time.
Well, I was just going to say, there's
still time. I'll put some in my soap.
You should.
I'm going to rot in your soap.
I love rocks. That would work for me.
I like rocks too. It's something that's always like, you know, the rare occasion that I do go to a beach is something I love looking at, and like if, when you find like a rock that's like nice and smooth, like there's something about like a rock that's super fun. And then if I find a good rock,
My dad has a whole box full of polished rocks.
I
don't know, he made as a kid or his dad. I don't know. I don't even know what it was, but yeah, like tumbled, so they're super smooth and super And he used to pull out when the grandkid was a child, he'd always pull out the thing and let her pick a rock. So yeah,
rock pockets. I know, it's like whenever I found like a good rock, I was like, I wanted to keep it. Then Julian be like, oh, that's a good skipping rock. He'd take it from me and throw it in the, you know, he's not as sentimental with this.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I didn't even ask.
Oh, I love how, you know, art side, you know, how did we come to this?
You need pockets for your rocks.
I need pockets for my rock. Yeah. As well as, there was another one. Oh, I was going to say, actually, probably like pillow talk, but not like sexy long, like more like nightgowns, because I'm just going to be too tired to change.
There you go.
I'm just going to, you know, wear my nightie out. You know, it's a maxi dress plus a nightgown plus a so just unpurposefully wearing my pajamas and lingerie out just because I'll be too focused on a little one, making sure he's in cute outfits and I'm just wearing what I'm wearing.
Yes. You know, I actually liked that trend and I really didn't want to. Like, I didn't like the runway samples, but the Shop the Look samples were really pretty. And I think what I distilled it down to, because I was really upset that I liked it so much. but I think it was that it was like simple silhouettes, but with details built in.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I really like that. Like, I like a simple kind of classic silhouette, but like the textures that were brought in. I mean, obviously, like the super sheer things are going to be hard to wear. But I liked some of the Shop the Look examples. Yeah. And
like I'm seeing a look where I make a matching silk camisole with some lace and then matching cargo pants, and that's kind of those two trends and what, like, that look
I like
could
that.
Be so cute and comfy, and that loose silhouette makes it, you know, easy access for the little baby, you know, just to the side, you know, nursing friendly. So I think that's gonna be a look that I'm definitely gonna sew. For sure. But I might need to think of not quite a silk. I don't know. Something that's silky, but like nice and machine. Like,
exactly.
I'm sure there'll be some spit up.
Yeah. I'm thinking you might want some machine washable clothes to be wearing after the baby comes. Don't have kids, but that's just an assumption that I would make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, this is so fun.
I always love doing the trends.
I know, me too. Me too. I really did need this. Just like,
I don't know. I feel like over the years I've gotten so soft, because I used to be like, I hate it. I hate it, you know? And now I'm like, well, I can see how this one is like redeemable in some ways. It's just, so funny to think about how my approach to these has changed over the years.
Yeah, but I think that's fair because I mean, I know for me, I never really thought much about high fashion. And then we started doing these trend episodes and I was like, I hate this. And then the more we did it, the more I started looking at the trends and seeing how, you know, how we talked about how they can be tamed down and turned into something that people would want to wear in real life. And now that I can see that, now that I've kind of trained myself into seeing that, it's a lot less of, oh, I hate this, because it's more of, oh, I can see how that can be something. I could see how that can become something that I might want to wear. yeah. as opposed to I just nobody would ever wear this. It's awful, which is how I used to think about it.
Yeah.
So
maybe
I don't think you've gone soft. I think you've no. I think you've learned to look at it differently.
Yeah, I think maybe too, like through the pandemic, I just got bored. And now like new things, like I can see the benefits of non-practical fashion more.
Yeah.
After, you know, 3 years of sweatpants.
Yep.
I haven't given up my sweatpants, just for the record.
I mean, no, I'm still wearing them, but, you know. Always fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Always fun. And I'm liking how I've noticed a difference in the fashion cycles have seemed to get a little slower, which is really great. And I think a tribute to the fact that we can't just like go from one thing to the like you know swing one pendulum style to the other, you know, because mm-hmm. we like the industry as a whole needs to be more sustainable. So I am noticing these trends are kind of sticking in a little bit longer, and you can get a little longevity out of them. So, you know, we're not just like wasting and then recreating fast for these, you know, brands that just need to churn out new styles again. So I am happy to see that some of these like trends we've kind of been seeing a little bit for a while. And I think that's fine. Like, and it's because something definitely needs to change, because it's a huge factor, you know?
Yeah.
Our planet. So it's good to see, and it's good to, you know, see some of these like upcycling trends, like even like this grunge looks, and the like they don't need to be brand new. Like there are like brands out there that are utilizing, you know, upcycled tech, like that sell in high fashion stores, and it's good to see, and we need to see it. So I'm happy about that too, seeing that shift, because I never really saw that, like, you know, 10 years ago, it, like, you know, a high fashion brand using like up, you know, all these upcycled looks, and, you know, things would be all like new and like such a change every year. You know, we saw last season ruffles were in. No more ruffles. You can't do ruffles.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give a little nod to that. So
yeah, those are both good points, Meg. That is, that's really true. It's interesting to think about them season to season more, because it doesn't seem like we know who it serves for trends to cycle in and out that quickly, but it doesn't serve the planet, it doesn't serve
no
you know, like your standard person on the street, like
nope.
So I like that. I think you're right.
Yeah for sure.
All right, should we take a quick break, and then we'll be back with some So Inspo.
Let's do it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, after that very inspiring chat we just had, I'm super interested to hear what your So Inspo is, Meg and Kate. Who wants to kick us off?
I will. I feel like I already told you most of my so-inspo that I got off of this thing. You know, I want to fix up that shirt. I want to start working on those, on that skirt. And also I want to, I think I mentioned this already. I have a jacket that I took apart from an old, it's not a kimono, it's a jacket sort of thing, but it's a Japanese jacket. And I took that apart and it's still sitting there just kind of waiting for me to do something with it. So I kind of want, I think I'm going to make a Antero shell because it's nice and simple and easy. Mm-hmm. And it's my first time with that. And honestly, the fabric that it's light enough, it might actually fit into the lingerie for every day sort of.
Oh yeah,
it's not sheer, but it's not very thick and it's kind of flowy, and I think it could be kind of a cool thing. So I'm thinking about all of these things now, and we'll see if I actually sew any of them, because I keep having sew inspos that I don't actually do.
How about you, Meg?
Actually, I think, yeah, last week I was talking about I've been making some like leather bags and stuff. So I'm really into back to bag making. And actually, well, on Sew Daily, we launched our first book, and it's all about sewing bags for every occasion. And we included the grand like duffel bag on the cover.
Oh yeah.
And I was just watching, like literally yesterday, I was watching Kate, you did the sew along for the grand like duffel bag, and I printed it out. So I'm going to make a duffel bag for like, not like a, kind of like a diaper bag. Like, so I'm going to make like a diaper bag out of it. Cause I'm just thinking, you know, with the baby, you know, even just going over to my parents' house, you know, you're just going to need that extra, extra bag. And I just, you made it look so easy. And, so that's on my list for the week.
It's a really easy pattern and it's so cute.
Yeah. It is the one I made. Adorable.
It's a good size.
The one I made
too.
In that sew along, I take it like whenever I'm doing any sort of overnight stay, like over Christmas or whatever, that's what I pack everything in. Cause it's nice and roomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's got foxes on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've been doing just some little trips. Even when we just go like to Toronto to visit Julian's parents, like I realize I only have like carry-on suitcase. I don't have like a weekender bag. So I've been just putting my stuff in like a reusable shopping bag, because sometimes you don't need quite like a zip-up wheelie suitcase. Mm-hmm. So I need one anyway. So I want to make like matching ones for baby and me, so I'll have two, but like one's for like mom stuff and then one's for baby stuff. So yeah, I'm into bag making. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
awesome. That's great.
And yeah, and it looks like an intimidating bag, but it really, like, I watched you sew it, Kate, and it's like, it's really unintimidating and easy to do. So
yeah, it's really easy. The hardest stuff is dealing with like the various interfacings. It goes together super easy, and it really is. I remember doing that, and it looked intimidating, but it's not.
Yeah.
You may want to shrink it down a little bit for the diaper bag size, because it
might be, you could make a couple different sizes.
Oh, I could, and guess what?
I
have
might be
this
a little bulky for a diaper bag.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'll make mine first, and then I can maybe experiment from there. Yeah. But I have this. Actually, I have this dogwood denim from Spoonfly, and I got like a denim print on it, so I'm gonna make a denim version of it, and
fun.
So it's gonna kind of incorporate that trend too. So a denim duffel bag, it's on my list. Yeah,
fun. Well, I am gonna take this episode as the universe's sign that I need to do something with my denim scraps. I have been, as I mentioned last episode, I've been on a quilting-ish kick with some quilted vests. So I think I might have to see if I can make a denim vest that feels cool. That is patchworky, and yeah, we'll see if I can pull it off. But I loving the vests. Because it's like so cold here that like I find myself wearing vests just in the house just to keep my kind of core warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just like my way of being now. So I think I need a denim version. So that's where I'm headed next. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
But super fun episode, y'all.
I wonder if I could quilt the bag. I just thought of that now.
Oh, yeah.
I could do a quilted denim bag. That would be cool. Like, the side panels quilted would be so cute.
Totally. Please do that.
Because I have, from the quilts that I've made, like, I have these pieces of batting that are, like,
nice structure.
They are not big enough to, like, to make a quilt out of, but they'd be perfect for a bag set. Oh, my gosh, I'm doing that. See?
Fun.
I love these. Like, you just get so many. I literally, when you said, like, advent, a quilted vest, I'm doing that.
Yeah, quilted fabric for bags is great. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I want to jump in really quickly before we end our episode. You know, we launched our Patreon before the last episode, about a day before the last episode went up. And I just want to send a shout out to our first three patrons, Lindsay, Violet, and Helen, who were kind enough to support us. We love you guys. You're the best. And
seriously,
we're recording this about a week before the episode releases. So if you've supported us since then, it's not that we're leaving you out. It's just that we haven't seen it yet because it hasn't happened yet. We've got some great things planned for our Patreon. We're going to do some hangouts with our highest tier patrons, some virtual hangouts. We're really looking forward to that. We're planning out some bonus episodes. We're planning out some really great blog posts. Amanda and Meg are. I'm sitting here like, can I just blog about my cats? They're like, I'm going to teach everybody how to do this really awesome thing. And I'm like, I'm just going to babble for a page. No, I'll come on. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to share this month. I'm going to share some tips about finding secondhand fabric, and probably, you know, March, it'll be about cats and dogs. So we'll see.
Awesome. Yeah. I have an exciting trip coming up. So I'm going to share some time with my trip, doing some fabric shopping. So yeah, that's going to be super fun.
And
for these virtual hangouts too, like, bring your fabric that you don't know what to do with. Like, we love, like, well, we're gonna have fun in those.
I'm gonna bring my fabric that I don't know what to do with. Okay, good.
So anyway, I just wanted to, like I said, shout out our first few patrons.
Yes.
Give a little preview of what we're doing. And definitely, you know, hop on over to patreon.com/herewesewagain and check it out if you're interested. We'd love to have you part of our growing patron community.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, lovely chatting with y'all. I am going to spend this cold Colorado day sewing some stuff, I think.
I have a table full of books that I need to get back onto the new bookshelf we built yesterday. So I'm having a whole bunch of stuff around that. I don't think I'll get to sew today, but maybe tomorrow.
Oh.
Fingers crossed. Mm.
I'm going to cut out my bag. I don't know if I'm going to get to sew. I have some computer stuff to tackle. But I'm going to at least cut out my bag pieces and quilt them. Cause Julian's snowboarding today. We had like a nice dump of snow, and so he hasn't gone out yet. And
ooh.
I'm too nervous I love skiing, but I'm too nervous to ski pregnant. I just know something's gonna happen.
That makes sense.
It's great. I'm going to have a guilt-free day. Cause sometimes I feel guilty, you know, the weekends when he, he says, you just tuck away in your studio. I'm like, I know, but if he's not here, then it's guilt free.
Yes.
I love it. Love it. Enjoy, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. We totally appreciate you. And until next time, let's sew.
Let's sew. Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.